Kathy Drawbridge is here from the Old Poor Farm. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Oh, good to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. It's a little bit cooler in here. It's not as cool as the other rooms. So we try to make this the hot seat. No, I'm just kidding.
This is, what a beautiful morning. This is,
it is a good
very,
morning.
Very welcome. Yes.
Yeah. Kathy is the president of the board for the Old Poor Farm, which is just north of us here, just north of town. On Rosedale Road, and hopefully you can stop on out there. Tell us a little bit more about the Old Poor Farm.
Oh, well, again, this is our 150th year of when the Dodge County actually bought the property to construct a poor farm. And the poor farm is, of course, a place where it would help, where it was the earliest welfare system when it was county operated, to care for all those who couldn't care for themselves. And this could be everything from orphans to unwed mothers to senior citizens. Anyone who could no longer care for themselves could come in and live in one location in a family setting, and they were cared for and provided for by the county.
There's so much history out there. I know you walked around with us when we took the tour, and there are just so many great stories of everything that's been kind of built around in the Old Poor Farm, isn't there?
Oh, we were very blessed 30 years ago when we got the property to when we were doing the research. It was fascinating, and you just start digging and digging, and we just called it a little quest and a little journey to find out more and more and more. And we've actually talked to people from all over the country. They used to have such a stigma about it. Welfare was not widely accepted. And so actually when they lived on this place, everybody kept quiet and they couldn't talk about it. It was like, shh, shh, shh. And all of a sudden now it's very okay. And here's someone who wants to know. And so we're getting phone calls from Idaho and Oregon and California and Texas and people from that actually live there. So it was,
wow.
What a treasure to get these firsthand stories of how life actually was.
Oh, yeah.
And how wonderful it could be.
For sure. For sure. Maybe tell some of our listeners who may not know exactly where you're located. I know.
Yes, you've been there. Yes. The easiest way is 3.5 miles north of Village Inn on Yeager Road. So we're not in Nickerson, even though we have the Nickerson address.
Right, right.
We are halfway in between, just south of the Rosedale Road hill.
Okay. Yeah, tell us a little bit about the event you're going to have this weekend.
Yes, with this 150th celebration, every month we are holding an event. This month was overdoing because we actually were in the parade and at the museum. So we have been super busy promoting and celebrating. So this Sunday, we are hosting another event. It's a fundraiser. It is a $5 admission, which is cheaper than the daily rate. And you come in.
Yeah.
Yes. And you come in for the day. And we actually connected with very old-time friends, Dwayne Miller, who used to be with the Roundhouse Band. And he and his fellow musicians are going to come out and do a little jam session. And they're so much fun because they usually dress up old-time buckskinning. And they do all the string instruments. And they are fantastic. And we connected and they were all excited. And so they are coming out to provide music this afternoon in the shade, in the trees. Plus, we also have an open building now with air conditioning and inside plumbing.
Oh,
so
nice.
You don't have to use the outhouse all the time.
Yeah.
But
lots to look at, though. Talk about some of the animals that you have up out at the Poor Farm.
The Old Poor Farm is an animal sanctuary, even though it's on the historical site. And we house approximately 250 animals and birds, and most of them have special needs. These are animals born with birth defects, or they've had accidents where they're deformed. They've been abused. They have emotional issues. These are animals that most rescues don't handle. Most rescues handle dogs, cats. We handle all the other things that fall in the cracks. These would be farm animals to exotics, and these are animals that nobody really knows what to do with or don't want to deal with. Some people don't want an animal that is not perfect. You know, they don't want to look at this one-eyed pony. It makes them sad. But actually, it's an inspiration how these animals overcome these disabilities. And they are living extremely long lives. And they overcome it. And it gives us a life lesson also.
Oh, kids seem to be really attracted to the Old Poor Farm when you bring them out, don't they?
Oh, yes. We have actually had quite a few. Our group tours are free, and this summer we have done a lot with the special needs people. That has spread through the word has spread through the community, and it is, I can only say it's magical when you see those kids connect with those animals. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
It is just heartwarming. And it's a place where they can come and they can be loud and they can be a little unruly if they need, you know.
Yeah.
And they can be themselves. And that's what we want. We want this family setting. We want everybody comfortable. We want you to feel like you just went home to grandma's house. Mm-hmm. And very calm and relaxed and not structured.
Right, right. No, it's a good visit, that's for sure. So this coming Sunday, what time will the music be going?
We haven't quite set that up. I'm not sure when they get up in the morning, but that we're thinking in the afternoon.
All right.
Okay. So it will be sometime during the day, and you know, we're all getting older, so I'm not sure how long they want to play.
Yep.
But they are coming. They're wonderful guys. Very funny, and so we are going to have, of course, we'll have water and shade and drink and get out of the house. It's, you know, we get talk about cabin fever in the winter, but you get cabin fever in the summer too.
Yeah.
So almost always have a breeze. We have shade. We have trees. We have air conditioning for those who need it. And yeah, the animals will look forward to it. And of course, we look forward to seeing everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Kathy, I appreciate you stopping in, president of the board of the Old Poor Farm and curator, I could say, right?
Full-time servant.
Yes, there we go. Thank you. Once again, we'll look forward to Sunday afternoon, probably, or Sunday noon.
We are open. Miller and band. Our event is running from 9 to 4.
Okay.
So, yes, you can come in the morning and beat the heat, or you can come in the afternoon and enjoy the music and the camaraderie.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you very much.